With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. Ron Coomer joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing great, boys. How are you guys?
Oh, we're, you know, after a lack of much to watch last night, everything was going on during the day. No Cubs game.
Stop taking those days off, Ron. That's
yeah.
What I
yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
There's my bad. Sorry.
There's a hole in our lives. We had to talk
you get
to
too
the
much
kids
downtime in the baseball season. That's the issue.
Whatever
here.
Happened to every day? At any rate, well earned day off. And now here they are going into St. Louis, and you know, very high hopes. They were up half game. And the first game against after the overtime or extra innings win, and then they can't score a run for a couple of games. How quickly does that turn around? You know, it was interesting, Anthony Rizzo saying in the post game, well, that means we're ready to explode, right? That's the hope, right? So are they going to explode?
Well, that's the hope. I don't know. I think this team has had, you know, it's had its ups and downs when you start talking about the offense. The rest of the game for this team has been pretty good. The offense, though, has been, you know, their numbers are as good as anybody in the league or at the top. But it's kind of a one, which is, and you know, this is going to be another big series, a charge series. I would expect this to be another series where, you know, you don't score a lot of runs, and it's a pretty good baseball series. I don't know. You know, people like those kind of games. Most people like the high-scoring games. But I think this is going to be another one of those series where you're, you know, 2-1, 3-2 type ball games.
Ron, Chris Bryant acknowledged that the bar set for him higher than maybe even that we, you know, set it for him. But he's talking about his greatest and worst attribute is that is he's his own biggest critic. But it's pretty jarring when you see the string of 24 games without a home run, and maybe even more so the one extra base hit in the last 10 games with two RBI, and yet the numbers still look great. I mean, you guys would kill for the season-long numbers he's had to this point, but you have a front-row seat to it every day. What do you think's going on with him, and, you know, how does he get out of this funk?
Well, there's a mechanical component to it, and then there's a physical component to it of just, you know, are you a little tired, or, you know, everybody goes through some of these things throughout their big league season. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're, you know, a little longer, like this one for KB. He's underneath with his swing. So what that tells me is drifting forward a little, you know, the swing, you know, we all talk about, you know, he's a launch angle guy and he hits the ball up. Well, he's getting pitched up and he's just not getting the head of the bat to the baseball. Well, and I also think, you know, he's probably a little tired. I think Joe sat him, gave him a rest the other day, plays every day. What are you going to do? You're human and it's not working out right now. You know, he's just, I really think if he just starts hitting down on the ball a little bit, I think that's going to help him. And, you know, KB's one of those guys. All of a sudden, I think it's going to click, and this could be some series where it clicks, and then all of a sudden he hits five home runs in a week. So I personally think he's just probably a little tired, and it's grinding on him a little bit mentally.
Do you believe that there's been a change in the way the teams approach him since he came back from the hit-by-pitch? Someone broke down the numbers, and apparently, you know, it's 200 points in OPS, and I guess they're throwing twice as many inside pitches to him. So obviously somebody's reacting somewhere. Have you seen any difference like that?
No. What I see, Mike, is they're just going to pitch him inside, right? I mean, that's the way it's going to be. He's a long limb guy, and he stands away from the plate. They're going to pitch him in, and they're going to elevate on him. That's the way they're going to pitch KB. And I don't think it's where they're doing anything different. Every team is going to pitch him that way, and he's just going to make the adjustment. I just don't think it's where they're trying to knock him down, because he hasn't been. He's been hit once in the head, and it was bad. But I don't see them knocking him down like the 1960s where guys are getting knocked down all the time. I just think they're pitching him inside, and then they're elevating fastballs to KB is how they're pitching him.
So the other day when Joe had him available and the last guy available to take a bat in that game and maybe extend the game or certainly help you win it.
He's 0 for 15 at that point. Right, we should add that.
But, I mean, Joe said, look, I was giving him a day off, but he did say even as quickly as the next inning, he would have gone to him if need be in the emergency situation. I guess the question is, were you surprised, like many of us, that, a lot of us think, okay, you give him that bat and he's going to grab it and run up there, and if he does connect on something, maybe that's the quickest way to get out of whatever he's going through, but maybe that's wishful thinking, and maybe Joe was right in just giving him the quote-unquote mini All-Star break.
To me, the situation where you were going to use Chris didn't quite present itself either. Almora has pinch hit. Almora hit the inning before, and he got the pinch hit, and they needed an outfielder. So I think the situation wasn't perfect for him to use Chris, other than, do you just want to use him? And with him being the last guy on the bench, so there were a few factors in that component. But you know what? Sometimes you just need a break, and I think Joe probably felt like KB just needed a break.
Do you, when you look at the numbers guys are putting up, and we're talking about how, the Cardinals, I guess, are 3-17 when they don't hit a homer, and the Cubs obviously have relied on the home run as well. And you look around baseball, have you seen a difference in the game that either it's home run or bust for a lot of teams?
No doubt. It's there's either guys are hitting the ball out of the park or there's nothing. I mean, what you're seeing is you're seeing walks, strikeouts, home runs. There's just not a lot of action. So the game has really changed. I mean, there's so much time in a baseball game where nothing really happens. And I know our commissioner and they're all trying to make an adjustment, but when guys are throwing 95 miles an hour coming out of the pen, everybody, and they're all trying to strike everybody out. It's a strange way the game has gone now with home run, strikeout, walk. I mean, we have so many times where Pat will say, we've gone through the lineup through nine guys and nobody's put the ball in play. Regularly, if you start watching that, and that's the game right now. There's no doubt about it.
Take Mike Montgomery out of the Cubs situation. Whether Darvish is available or Tyler Chatwood's struggling, but if he just walked into your spring training complex and you're a manager and you look at his stuff and what's his ceiling? Where do you slot him in the rotation, assuming that he is a starter moving forward?
Well, Monty, to me, he's in the middle of the rotation, and when you look at Mike, Mike's got good stuff. He's got a good sinking fastball. He's got a very good curveball and a good changeup, and he can throw them all for strikes. So there's nothing that you look at and go, he's just okay. Mike's really good, and he's the thing about it is he fit the middle of the bullpen and gave Joe that guy that he could swing and do a lot of different things with. Mike wanted to be a starter, and he's gotten his chance, and he's grabbed hold of it big time. I love when young guys take hold of their situation and do really well. But my goodness, you got to love watching him, don't you?
Oh yeah, a lot of us want to watch him now and thrill.
He's so exceeded expectations. You can't help but wonder,
right?
What you do with him? I mean, he's so good out of the bullpen that, and you don't know if Tyler Chatwood would be. You don't know what other options you have, but it's hard not to want to see him stay in the rotation. But at the same time, because he's been successful in other ways, you figure they're going to move him back. But you know, he's certainly given him something to think about, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, to me, just, you know, in his last start, the curveball for strike, changeup for strike, whenever he wanted to, soft contact. He gives up the one home run to Kane on an inside fastball. But, you know, once again, six innings, he dominates the game. He's pitching ahead in the count. There's nothing that he's not doing as a starter. To me, the other thing, too, is it's his sinker. So he has another, you know, that where he can get to the ground ball to help himself get out of certain situations. I mean, he's doing everything you're going to want him to do. You know, whether Joe can keep him in the rotation or not, I'm not sure. But Monty's sure shown himself pretty well.
Ron, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Enjoy the weekend in St. Louis.
Yep. See
Try
you,
the toasted ravioli. Try the toasted ravioli. I hear that's good.
There we go. Okay. Sounds good. I'll see you,
bud.
Thanks, Ron.
See you, Ron. That is Ron Coomer, Cubs radio analyst.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.